Well, hello and welcome to today's episode. And today we're talking about time management, because this is something I know a lot of writers struggle with, me included, and so it's always worth revisiting. So today I highlight five blog posts that will help you find tools and strategies and ways that you can manage your time more effectively so you can get more writing done. So let's find out what they are. Welcome to the Turning Readers into Writers podcast, where we teach beginner writers how to find the time and the confidence to write their first novel. I'm your host, Emma Desi, and I'm very excited that you're here. Thank you for joining me today, because if you've been longing to write your novel for forever, then this is the place to be. Think of this as your weekly dose of encouragement, of hand-holding and general cheerleading as you figure out how you're going to write your first novel. Trust me, as a mum of three young kids, I know how tricky it can be to tuck some time aside for yourself on a regular basis. And even when you do find that spare 5 minutes, you can feel so overwhelmed that no writing gets done. Trust me, I have been there, but this podcast is going to help you in practical ways, because once a week I'll be delivering an episode that gives you steps to building a writing routine, encouragement to build your confidence, and cheerleading until you reach the end. Okay, let's start. Hi, now I'm wondering if you are anything like me and time management is an ongoing, not battle exactly, but something that you need to keep on top of and keep monitoring. Now, I've asked a lot of my audience when they can kind of come into my world, I ask them, what's one of the things that you struggle with most? And often I'm told it's time management. It's one of those things that I'd say all new writers struggle with in those early days. It does get easier as you find your feet, as you build your writing routine. But it is something at the beginning, it's really hard to grasp, because undoubtedly you're managing a whole lot of things at once. You've got a job to hold down, you've got a family to raise, you've got a partner to spend time with, and a social life you want to enjoy. So how do you fit in the writing with that? Well, it's an ongoing thing, as I say, but we're going to look today at some ways that you can move towards being more effective. Interestingly, one of the things I originally assumed was that people would say they didn't have enough time, but I've also discovered that the same problem can apply to people who have too much time. They've got so much time on their hands that they kind of think, oh, I'll get around to this another time, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it later. And the end result is the same, the writing doesn't get done. So I wonder, let me know, you know, which camp do you fall into? So, gosh, recent times have added an extra hurdle into our how we manage our time, how we spend our time, how we want to spend our time, never mind the jobs that we have to do. And nobody could have predicted the very tumultuous pandemic has swept and continues to sweep the globe this year. I think we've just come into the second round of the virus, which is kind of doing a global sweep of the world again. It's taken everybody by surprise, and nobody has had time to prepare. And that includes us. It includes us writers. You know, it could be that this year you had good plans to either start your first novel, perhaps do some research for your novel, or maybe even finish it, get that first draft finished. But when lockdown came into play, the pandemic hit, it just shot that to pieces. And a lot of us spent a lot of time trying to readjust and find a new normal. So, you know, while watching all of those news bulletins, as the virus spread, you've kind of had to grapple with working from home when perhaps you don't have the workspace, for example, or you're having to homeschool your kids while you're still having to work full time. Or maybe you're one of a key worker who is also having to take your kids to school, then do your job yourself. But it's perhaps just everything's out of order. And because everything's out of order, the kids are feeling disgruntled and unsettled, and you're kind of having to deal with all that. There's so much been going on. And I don't know about you, but it took me at least a good month to find my feet in this kind of new normal. I've kind of found it. Now we're beginning to come out of lockdown, returning to work, you know, moving towards another new normal. And I, for one, am certainly finding it a few weeks. I'm finding it a little trickier still to find this new normal and find my feet again. And perhaps you're the same. So with this in mind, the fact that we are all kind of working towards something, we're all kind of trying to still fit in our writing whilst doing all the other stuff, I wanted to help you guys continue with this work in progress. And so I thought it might be a good time to pull together some information and resources that can help you negotiate the changes in routine and the changes in schedule yet again, because we all need to make these pivots at home, and we again need to reframe what we can expect to achieve in one day or in one week. So I've highlighted 5 blog posts that I think really can offer some real value to you. I've surmised them in this episode just to make it easier for you to determine which would be the most useful to you. However, I do recommend you go and have a look at them all and have a quick look through them and see, this is the one for me. This person has really highlighted some good stuff that I can use. So number one, the first one I'm going to mention is by my all-time favourite, Joanna Penn from The Creative Pen. She has written a blog post called 9 Time Management Tips for Writers. And she stresses that time management isn't about creating more time in the day, but being more efficient with the time that you do have available to you. And I think that we could probably all agree with that we're never going to find that extra hour, that 25th hour. So we've just got to be more efficient with the time available to us. And she suggests that the first step in doing this is actually working out how you spend your time. So if you know how you spend your time, you'll see what it is you enjoy doing, where you want to be spending your time, and also the things that you're doing that you don't particularly enjoy. And she's given us some simple strategies to work out both of those things, you know, how you spend your time and how you want to spend your time. So for the first question of, you know, how are you spending your time? She recommends keeping just a very simple log. She suggests splitting it up into 15-minute segments, and you can fill them out as often as you need to throughout the day. And after doing that for a week or so, maybe even 2 weeks, you'll find out, you know, how you genuinely spend your time. It's much like a food diary. I don't know if you've ever done this, but you think you eat one way, and then when you're trying to lose weight and you actually keep a record of what you're eating, you discover that you're actually spending a lot more time eating things that are not good for you and not enough time preparing the food that is good for you. And this is very much mirroring that with your how you spend your working time. So it'll help you see whether, you know, you are, how much time you're spending commuting, how much time you spend in meetings or on emails, and of course how much time you spend on social media and doing the slightly more fun stuff. Do you spend a little more time than you thought playing Angry Birds or Candy Crush? I think that's something that gets a lot of us. So you can work out, you know, how you spend your time in your day job, but then also how you spend your time in your free time. So that's a really simple way of figuring out, you know, where you are now, how you're spending your time right now. The second question to be answered, she says, you know, is how do you want to spend your time? What is it that you're trying to achieve? What's your goal for your writing? Do you have a milestone in mind, for example? Perhaps you want to get to the halfway point, or maybe you're already at the halfway point and you just need to get to that really big climax of the story. What's the goal that you've got at the moment? What's that milestone you're trying to achieve? Now, it doesn't need to be something that is done in the next week. It could be something that you've set yourself, you know, you've given yourself 6 months that you want to achieve this in. So maybe it is a full first draft and you've said, okay, I've got 6 months to do this first draft. How am I going to do it? So once you know what it is that you want to achieve, once you've got that goal in mind, then you can have a look at the time log that you've got and look at where you can make some changes to create, well, as somebody said, you know, creating room for your passion. room for something that you love. And only once you know how you spend your time can you see how you can change that time spent and make it more efficient for you. She then goes on to outline the 9 ways that you can maximize your time to make sure you get your writing done. And this can include, you know, making use of your work downtime, maybe at coffee breaks or lunch breaks. She also makes the suggestion of batching tasks, maybe saying no to something that is asked of you. And then, of course, delegating jobs out to other people so that that will give you more room. Now, that could be at home. Perhaps you need to ask your family for some help to say, look, I want to do this writing. It's really, really important to me. I need help from you guys. Is there any jobs that you can take off my plate that would help me? My number one tip, though, I've mentioned this in the this week in my Facebook lives, but my number one tip for anybody who's trying to find more time in their day is to change your smartphone settings. Switch off all of those notifications, and that really, really will make a big difference to your day. But Joanna goes into a lot more details about all of these things, so I recommend going to have a look at her this blog post, and she'll help you with that. And with all of these, I've put the links in the show notes. The second blog post I recommend is written by a lady called Debbie Young, and that's for the Self-Publishing Advice website, which is part of the Alliance of Independent Authors. Debbie recommends that you take a business-like approach to your time management. And if you've worked in the corporate sector, you know, if you've been a consultant, for example, this might really resonate well with you. She says that by keeping a check on how you spend your time, you can be more realistic about what you can achieve in a day. You can schedule in downtime even to make sure that you're recharging your batteries, and shed that feeling of, you know, that you're running on the same spot, that you're in that hamster wheel where you're never getting anywhere. She highlights some time management apps. Some of these you will have heard of, some I hadn't heard of, but they are a really good way of keeping an eye on how you're spending your time. The two apps that she mentions in particular are pacemaker.press and rescuetime.com. And there's another one that she also swears by, which is toggle.com, toggl.com. Again, I'll put links in the show notes to these. The third blog post I want to mention is by a lady called Maggie Linders. Now, she's writing more from a business point of view, a business writing point of view, rather than an author point of view. So this article has come from freelancewritingriches.com. So Maggie's put together a list of 15 time management tools that you can use to track exactly how you spend your hours. They include, you know, more well-known ones like Google Calendar and Evernote. But there's the one that I mentioned above called Rescue Time. And then there's another one called My Life Organized. She outlines how each of them work. There's some screenshots of the apps themselves, showing you what they look like. And then she highlights the pros and cons of each of these apps. So you can get a quick preview or a quick overview of what one might suit you and the way that you work. She emphasizes, much like I do, that time management for writers of any kind is absolutely essential. It plays a huge role in your productivity, how happy you are, and then at the end of the day, how many books you get written. So she does suggest that, you know, if you're having trouble staying focused, keeping track of your to-do lists, or just generally making better use of your time, then these tools really, really will help you. The fourth blog post that I want to mention is called Making Time to Write, and that's by K.M. Wyland. She's an epic fantasy writer, but also a well-known blogger and someone I've been following for quite a while now. She's published an excellent book called Structuring Your Novel, you guessed it, structuring your novel. but she's given us just 2 rules to make time to write. So keeping things very, very simple. But she says that for her, the 2 rules are to be consistent and then also to guard your time zealously, she says. So consistency, you've heard me say this before, and I'm sure you know it yourself. Being consistent is the number one guiding principle that you will hear, you know, about how to get things written. Now, that doesn't mean that you're writing every day, but it does mean that you are writing regularly and putting in that time every day, even if it's kind of, or not every day, sorry, but putting that time in every week, even if it's only 20 minutes each week, that's how you're going to get things done. That's how you're going to make the best use of your time, just being consistent. She does echo Joanna Penn above as well by saying, you know, set yourself a goal. Because once you know what that goal is, then you have something to work towards. You can break that down even to a goal for each writing session, whether it be a word count or a time limit. Time limits, probably, if you know, if you're really struggling to find that time, the time limit on your writing time is probably the best one for you rather than a word count, because, you know, some days it'll take you 10 minutes to write 500 words, other days it'll take 45 minutes. So having, you know, if you're hard pressed for time, then giving yourself a specific deadline of 20 minutes, 25 minutes, that's a great way of just getting something down on a consistent basis. She does emphasise that the important thing at this stage isn't the how well you write, but just the fact that you are writing. So you're getting consistent, you're building your routine, you're building that writing muscle with every session that you sit down to write. The other thing that she'd suggest, you know, is guarding your time zealously. That's the word she uses. And I think this is a really great one. And I think particularly for women, this is a really hard thing to do. We have the tendency to feel we've got to do, be able to do everything for everybody all the time. And if we want to do writing as well, it's just not possible. So once you've set that time in your diary, once you've scheduled in that time, you know, you hold on to it, make it non-negotiable. Explain to your friends and family that this, that this is important to you, that this is something you really hold dear and you need their help if you're ever going to get to the end of it in a sooner rather than later. So do make the effort, do give yourself that strength, give yourself that permission to say no to other people, to say this is my time, it's precious to me, I really need to hold on to it. And then the fifth post I want to bring your attention to is from the Australian Writers Centre, and it's called Five Ways to Write Your Novel. So most of us start writing when we've still got a day job, or in my case, you know, a full-time parent. And at the time I had three children under the age of five. But for you, you know, it might be doing shift work at your local hospital. It might be that you've got a long working day doing office hours, you know, or even if you're an entrepreneur, you've got your own company, you might be working all the hours and trying to fit your writing in. So the Australian writers team, they asked, you know, how can you write at the same time as holding down your day job? And they found five ways to do this, five ways of writing around your other commitments. One of the best ways they suggest to do this is remember that you're writing even when you're not writing. They say don't underestimate that, all that thinking time that goes into crafting a story or crafting a character. So you may not literally be sitting at your desk, but, you know, in your head, your brain is working on the storyline, your brain is working on the character and what might happen. Don't underestimate that thinking time, what I've called in the past, that mulling it over. It's your time to mull things over. It's very, very important. It's often when a lot of the really creative ideas come, because, you know, when you're doing your housework or you're picking up the kids, doing the grocery shopping, even kind of putting off writing that email that you've got to write at work, your subconscious can kick in and come up with a real bright spark idea that you can use for your book when you do sit down to write. So don't underestimate just that idea of mulling things over, thinking things over. That's still writing, even though you might not be putting pen to paper. They also kind of echo both what Joanna has said above and also K.M. Wyland, which is, you know, keep your writing focused. If you don't have a lot of time, be very focused with what it is. So, you know, set yourself 25 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it might be, and just get writing. Don't think about anything else. Know that that's the only time you've got left to you, and just get down, get your head down, get it done. Doesn't matter how good it is, just knuckle down and do it. That's the most important thing. So again, as I say, you know, echoing KM Wyland above, be focused with what it is. It's not about the quality. It's just about getting the words down. You can come back and edit and shape it all up later. They suggest other ways as well, you know, again, being consistent, scheduling your time, finding a place to write that suits you, that you enjoy, makes you feel good, you know, whether that be your garden shed, the kitchen table, or even if you're like me, your local cafe, when it's open, of course. But I also want to mention, this is not one of the five blog posts, but it is a lady called Dani Thompson, who is a time management expert. And so if time management really is something you struggle with, and perhaps not just for your writing life, but more generally, then I recommend you check out her website, bydanithompson.com. She has a lot of free tools on her website, a lot of strategies to get you started. And if you need a little bit of extra help to get on top of everything, she's got an online program called Plan Like a Boss. And when you're a writer, you are the boss. So planning and managing your time like one really, really will kickstart your career and make sure you are making the most of the time available to you. So I do recommend going to her website, bydanithompson.com. And again, I will put that link in the show notes. Actually, if you're a part of my Facebook group, Dani came in to talk to us in August about how to make space for your passion, how to manage your time effectively, so that you can do the things that you love. And as I say, that might not necessarily be writing, but it might even just be your paid job, or it might be something else. But really, her resources are very well worth checking out. All right, so I hope those have been useful. I regularly turn to other people looking for ideas and suggestions as to how I can manage my time better, because I know it's easy to fall into a habit. And sometimes as our life situation changes, those old habits don't serve us as well as they once did. So it's always worth coming back, reinvestigating, listening to other people. What are they doing? Can I employ those strategies into my life? And will one of those just really make a difference for me right now? So check them all out and let me know which tools you found most useful. All right, thanks for listening in today, and I'll see you again next time. Thanks, bye. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you found that helpful and inspirational. Now, don't forget to come on over to Facebook and join my group, Turning Readers into Writers. It is especially for you if you are a beginner writer who is looking to write their first novel. If you join the group, you will also find a free cheat sheet there called 3 Secret Hacks to Write with Consistency. So go to emmadesi.com/turningreadersintowriters, hit join. Can't wait to see you in there. All right. Thank you. Bye bye.